This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle.
Zero one zero zero one one. It's bleep riddle riddle. I'm Puzzbot.
What the fuck? I mean, no. What you did is good.
Puzzbot is ashamed.
No.
Puzzbot did something wrong.
No, Puzzbot. Are you saying Puzzbot?
No,
Puzzbot.
Okay, Puzzbot. I'm hearing Puzzbot.
I am a Puzzbot, meaning I'm a bot programmed to solve puzzles, but I'm also full of open source. So I am a Puzzbot.
Speaking of open source, I'm JPC.
And speaking of I gross you out, I'm Aaron Keith.
And welcome to Hey Riddle Riddle. Now, Edel.
No, Adel, are you the whole episode, or is it just the beginning?
Who is Adel?
Okay, good.
We'll tell you.
Good.
Adel is...
Oh, yeah.
Why did you create me only to shame me?
Adel is a man.
That's what Adel screams at God every night.
Late 50s?
That
early
doesn't
60s.
Sound right.
Right. You don't know him. Early 60s.
Rude.
What are some things? He always is like, I'm going hiking.
What an outdoorsman.
Does he have interests?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe not. Probably not.
You should know your co-host better.
Okay. Here's the thing. He claims to have thousands of books, although I've been in his apartment and it's one open trash can fire. No ventilation. It's full of smoke.
I hear that brings out the best flavor in books.
And all right, Puzzbot.
And he's like, I know a pun. And everyone's like, sorry, what'd you say? And he goes, I know a pun.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says a pun.
The default reaction to something that Edel says is a deep groan. And it's a groan that comes from the base of your balls and the core of your soul. Like, it hurts you.
You would love him.
You
Puzzbot.
Would love him, Puzzbot.
Puzzbot, you especially would love him.
Wait a second, Puzzbot.
Yes.
Hold on. What's this cardboard tape on the back of you? Rip. Oh.
You see my insides.
And it's flannel and a hat.
It's flannel and a hat.
Two plaid, so sad.
Adel, we're really sorry we fucked with your Puzzbot bit.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Oh, did you?
I think it went well. Did we fuck with it?
I mean, you were pretty mean to Adel, which is me.
But you weren't here. It was Puzzbot.
No, I was inside the cardboard suit.
Oh, yeah,
was,
shoot.
That, did you miss the part that we unveiled that Adel was Puzzbot?
South Park. Just another classic South Park ripoff for the old Clue Crew.
Did your hat just say Star Wars, JPC?
My hat does say Star Wars, JPC.
Pretty straightforward.
Very cool.
Where'd you get that?
Disneyland.
Disneyland?
Which one is in LA?
Disneyland.
Disneyland. I got it at Disneyland.
You got to go to Disneyland?
I went with my buddy Alex and his infant son, and it was fun to go to. It was my first time in Disney, and I went with a 2-year-old.
Your
cool.
friend has an impotent fun. Son.
Yeah, his son can't fuck.
How old is he?
What rides did you go on with him?
I think I went on every ride because we went kind of off season. And I think this one was, I got it because there's a Star Wars theme. It used to be Space Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
No.
No, it's still, that's probably.
No.
Exists.
Yeah, Space Mountain is now something else. But there's a Star Wars. Oh, yeah, it's a Star Wars ride. And then they had a Star Wars gift shop, and I'm like, yeah, hell yeah, I'll buy that.
That should
hat.
Be the new tagline for any Star Wars that come out. It should be, it's a Star Wars.
Hell yeah, I'll go to that movie. Hell yeah.
I guess Disneyland is not the right one to go to. You should go to Disney World. That's the bigger one, the one in Florida.
I guess, but I'm not into
amusement parks at all. And I was like, oh, This is fun.
I went to Disneyland as a kid, and the best thing about it that I recall was Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
Yeah, that was fun.
Is it still there?
Yeah, yeah.
That's the best ride I've ever been on.
It's great, and it's like...
That's the only time when I was a kid that I thought magic was real.
Really?
Really?
Oh,
the
you know,
only
it,
time?
The only time.
It is fun.
I saw a magician die, so...
So, yeah, that messed me up.
Avenge me. Oh, yeah.
And that's how I became the magician.
That's how I became Thor.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Amusement parks are just like long lines, and like you just wait in lines. And if you go to Disneyland...
Is this your type five?
Your stand-up sucks.
Amusement parks are just long lines? It's a Star Wars.
My type five is a stand-up bit. Yeah, but...
Instead of a tagline, it should be your stand-up catchphrase. It's a Star Wars.
It's a Star Wars. But when you go in off-season, you still wait in long lines, but like everyone's like, aren't these lines great? And it's like, no, we've been in this line for 40 minutes. And they're like, yeah, usually it's like you're here for 4 hours to go on like a 10-minute ride, if that, like a 2-minute ride. I don't know. It's not for me.
Did you at least catch some rays?
Oh, yeah. Sugar Ray was playing, and I got up on stage with Mark McGrath. He dry-humped me. Mm-hmm.
Classic McGrath. Mm-hmm.
By the way, mm-hmm. I saw John Legend at Ribfest in Indianapolis in like 2004 or something like that.
Right.
He was playing Ribfest, so you know John Legend was doing it big. But I have never seen a man fuck on stage as much as John Legend. And he would like pull people up from the audience. Like women were going crazy for John Legend.
You mean like legit mime?
I mean, John Legend was doing some sexual things at Ribfest.
I bet he has a real sexual energy.
Oh.
That's not surprising.
Oh, no. And, like, women were, like, passing out, like, watching him. Mm. It was... I was, like, eating ribs, and I was, like... Or not eating ribs. I was there. At this point, I believe I was a vegetarian. Experiencing Ribfest and
is
being
that
like,
what caused you to become a vegetarian? Seeing John Legend fuck?
I had a mouthful of pork and I saw John Legend fuck somebody through his jeans and I was like, never again.
So you're giving a blowjob?
Yes.
All right, y'all ready for quiz?
Oh, someone old man puzzles and didn't announce himself?
Excuse me?
That breaks the format of the show.
Man puzzles.
Someone is Puzzbot.
Oh, there we go. It's Puzzbot.
Puzzbot. Fox doot 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 doot. Puzzbot. Fox doot 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 doot. Puzzbot. Fox doot 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 doot.
Puzzbot. Fox
doot 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 doot.
Puzzbot.
And John Legend fucks.
My nephew would love that song.
Puzzbot.
I gotta ask. What's going on with Puzzbot?
I gotta ask something. Did John Legend fuck, or did he just
did he just
give him the rib tip?
He was groan inducing.
Groan
induced. He was dry humping people pretty hard,
mm-hmm.
and people were very much into it.
What was your question?
The Puzzbot. Is Puzzbot a theme for today's episode? Is there something behind Puzzbot?
Listen, I am tasked with opening every episode, and I thought to give a little pizzazz. Thought to try something new.
Okay.
Thought to mix it up.
Okay.
Have some fun. Because, you know, I just came back from this huge hiking trip, and physically I'm tired, and mentally I am as well.
Well, I guess the important thing is we've all learned what happens when you fucking try to do some bush league.
I'm so happy I'm not in charge of opening episodes.
Yeah.
I have no ideas ever about anything ever.
Yeah, you should see Erin on Christmas morning. She can't open shit.
Erin, this is
help.
Just... This
help!
Is
help! I think it's a dog, so come quick!
I mean, that's on whoever gifted that dog.
Yeah.
Also, that's not on you. If it's a dog, I'm coming quick.
Boo.
JPC is a hero of mine.
JPC Fox doot 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 doot. JPC Fox doot doot.
I am ready for some stuff.
I tried to have a friend of mine, by the way, listen to Baby Shark. Is my friend Alex, who has a 2-year-old
son.
The impotent
2 years old. He shouldn't be.
Well, no, I told Emily, his wife, I was like, you should let your son listen to Baby Shark because my nephew loves it. And I played her maybe 4 seconds of it. And she goes, no, turn it off. But I was like, that's a smart call.
That's all here for a year. So I thought what to do for this episode is something Erin has done a little bit of in the past. And this
sleep
is
on Mike? What's going on?
Oh, yeah. I sleep on my friend Mike sometimes. He's a really welcoming energy. He smells like pine. I sleep on my friend Mike.
Sleeping on sounds like slang that's been translated from like another country. Like, were you sleeping on Mike?
It sounds like she didn't date him and therefore missed out on a really good opportunity.
Yes.
Like when you sleep on a movie.
Oh, yeah,
but
yeah,
now
yeah.
I'm regretting sleeping on Mike.
I really slept on Mike. Did you see that article
so
on Goop?
Now.
So what we're going to do is, this is, I don't want to say this is straight up only Connect, but this is a similar thing where it's going to be four different little questions. There's going to be an answer for each question, and then there's going to be sort of an ultimate macro answer for how they all four connect.
Can I propose something?
Go ahead. No, please.
She's down on one knee. Can
I propose something?
Here comes Adel. You've been waiting for this your whole episode.
Adel, will you punch Jake in the face on my behalf?
I would.
And your arms are stronger than mine.
That would make me the happiest man on this podcast.
And my face
JPC
will bleed all the time. Oh!
He was singing.
Was I not supposed to?
I'm going to tell you what I was told on the set of Glee. You never punch someone when they're singing.
Half
please,
that
sir,
cast
please
is
leave
dead.
This set.
I should have said, how about a nice Hawaiian punch vis-a-vis the commercial, which you're both too young to remember.
No, I remember that.
Oh, this reminds me. Many people corrected me on social media. I said that the McDonald's commercial with the half crescent moon, not the half crescent moon, was called Mac the Knight. The real name of that character was Mac Tonight. So you're getting a Big Mac tonight.
Oh, I was asking what the hook was for that, and that makes way more sense.
Well, the song is Mac the Knife.
Yeah.
But the character
Mac Tonight, getting Mac a Big Mac tonight. That makes sense.
So if we're going to be, it sounds like we're going to be doing some upcoming live episodes, some live shows. If you are upset by me saying Mac the Knight, we can do a Scarlet Letter situation and bring a red McDonald's arches, I will wear it for the episode.
What is that as an article of clothing?
Little
patch,
pin.
Little pin.
Great.
Piece of paper.
If you break an iron-on patch, Adel will iron onto the clothes he's wearing.
Either a scarlet McDonald's arches or a yellow. Could be classic.
And
if you
really want to teach me a lesson at these live shows,
pay for community college.
Yeah. Buy me Skittles in bulk, and I'll be so disappointed in myself. I'll really feel shame, and I definitely won't eat them on my bed later that night.
The next live show we do, we're going to be answering a riddle, and a box of Skittles, like a Sam's Club size box of Skittles, is just going to whack you in the face. Like a 32-count box of Skittles.
All right.
Is that what you want? Is that
the thing I wanted to propose to you that wasn't marriage is because I think some of these you can get pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. What if this is a good old-fashioned competition between Aaron Keefe and John Patrick Cohen?
I would love nothing more.
Okay, and we're going to play for Pink's ownership papers.
What is that?
This, Greece?
It could be.
We're going to play for Pink's.
ownership papers. Pink's.
Pink slips. I don't know what that is.
It's Pink slips.
In olden days, when I was an adult.
Mm-hmm. When Danny Zuko raced against...
Sandy? Kanicki?
Kanicki Zuko. They raced for Pink's.
Pink slip is what you get when you are fired from a job in olden days, or what your... car contract is. Your car contract. You know when you buy a contract with your car?
Okay.
So, Aaron, what do you have of anything of value in this world?
Confidence.
Your competence?
Confidence.
You have confidence?
Well, I guess not anymore. let's see. What do I have that JPC wants?
Just incredulously me saying, you have confidence? Okay.
That was enough to wipe me out. Let's see. Let's pay for if the other one wants to go to Harry Potter World.
Okay.
Or no, something that maybe is not a spoiler.
Well,
you will buy, the winner will receive a butterbeer, hot or cold, from the loser.
Okay, and homemade or store-bought.
I want you to make it in your bathtub.
I will make you bathtub butterbeer if you beat me.
Put in some Werther's Original, and there's some Mr. Pibb, and some Clorox.
Honestly, hold on. One of those things doesn't make sense. I'm not sure which, but...
Werther's Original.
Definitely.
And if I beat you... I get one can. You pick the can of your piss.
Okay, fine.
Good.
Fine. Well, there's a lot of cans I have in my piss, and they're hard to part with, so this is actually pretty high stakes.
And when we're at Harry Potter World, what's it called? Wizarding World? When we're at Wizarding World, come free to buy us a butterbeer. Here we go.
Yes.
First one.
Okay.
All right. What would you call a tire with no air in it other than annoying?
Flat.
Wait. I thought we were writing these down.
You're right. We are. I messed up. I'm a failure.
Wait, are we writing these down, or are we saying these out loud?
I don't know. What's fun for you?
Well, I think that fun for the audience is whoever says it first.
Great, then Aaron's winning. Yeah. What is the drum section of an orchestra called?
Drums. The drum line.
Oh.
With Nick Cannon.
Okay, keep going.
When you need someone to be on time, you would tell them to be there at 8 blank. It doesn't have to be PM, but it could be.
It could be.
When you need someone to be there on time, you would tell them to be there at 8 blank.
Sharp.
Hey.
It's an audio podcast. You writing things down is not interesting to listen to.
I'm
going to
get the thing that they connect to. Right.
Complete the name of the area of the highway where the drivers take a break. A blank stop. And here's what we'll say. Whoever yells out
musical terms.
I'm going to give that to Aaron.
So whoever, I said it first.
No, it doesn't matter. So whoever. Yeah.
Okay, I have the stakes. The stakes. Well, I'm sorry. Finish your thought, Adel.
So whoever yells out the ultimate connection, that's who gets the card. It's not going to be, and I think you assume that or figured that, but it's not going to be whoever gets the most.
The most, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be whoever gets the ultimate connection.
Okay. I did say that one first, though.
I don't remember that.
I guess it's a tie.
It is a recorded medium.
That's
so.
Up for you to decide.
I heard you say music, but music, and I heard her say musical terms.
Music. Those are all.
Let's go over what they were. Flat.
And the correct answer on the chord on the card was musical notation.
Oh, well, so no one got it right.
A flat, percussion, sharp, and rest.
All right, I got all of those right.
I'm gonna give it to JPC.
Yes.
What? I already marked it down for me.
Oh, well, she already marked it, Adel.
I will buy you a butterbeer.
This is confusing.
For fucking up.
I already marked it.
See, this is why I built Puzzbot. So there are no mistakes.
You belted him?
Okay. All right.
What?
That's why you belt him?
Yeah, because he's out of line.
Oh, no.
All right, Puzzbot, go cut a Switch. A Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, go cut a Nintendo Switch off the tree. And I'm going to tan your Xbox.
I'm ready for another one.
All right, here we go. Steve McQueen starred in which film about a mass breakout from Stalag Luft the Third? I don't know what this is. The Great Blank.
Okay. So we can yell these out.
We're going to yell out the final answer.
You can yell them out if you want, but then you know you're immediately giving the other person the answer. Possibly.
Got it. The Great Muppet Caper.
That's one of Aaron's favorite movies.
It is.
The Great Butt.
Who was calling Major Tom in the famous song by David Bowie? Ground Blank.
Oh, wow. Groundswell.
Ground ball. Ground beef.
This pen you gave me doesn't work.
That's not true. These are great pens.
Kids.
Adel, did give me one of these pens last week.
Kids.
I've been using it nonstop.
If we don't, we are 20 minutes into an episode. If we don't shut up and play this game, I am turning this, I'm going to turn this podcast around.
Aaron's just ripping shit off the walls.
Aaron is Kool-Aid manning through each wall of the studio. Aaron's pen didn't work, so she got up and grabbed 5 pens.
I grabbed a bunch of Sharpies and a red pen. Damn it. Okay.
Adel gave me one of these pens the other week. I was admiring the writing style, and he said, you know what? Keep it. And he gave me the used one that he had been writing with, then went into his bag and pulled out a brand new one that he kept for himself.
He didn't have to give you a pen at all.
This anecdote was brought to you by Pen 15 on Hulu. Check out
so
Pen 15.
Oh, man.
Is that
an official sponsor?
Mm-hmm. First person to say, tell me that I'd love it, and he wasn't wrong.
I heard about it from my sister, Sadia, who I'm making eye contact with right now.
Sadia. Hello.
What were we going to say?
I heard about it from my girlfriend's Hulu password because it was one of the recommended shows. So shout out to my girlfriend's Hulu password.
All right, we have the first
I've
two.
Never heard of a blow-up doll with a Hulu subscription.
Can I give my girlfriend's Hulu password on the air?
Please.
We don't know her email.
That's true.
Okay, are we ready to get through the second puzzle of this episode?
Yeah. We're actually only halfway through the second puzzle of this episode.
What sort of work common to factories involves groups of people doing the same? Oh, Jesus.
What the fucking
fuck, Aaron?
I mean, bless
everyone
you.
Everyone looked at me.
I mean, bless you.
That's it. We're not doing puzzles. Okay. No.
Factory.
No, we're just going to bullshit for the rest of this episode.
Fine by me.
Damn it.
Okay.
Now your game. What sort of work common to factories involves groups of people doing the same job at different times of the day?
Oh, I know this.
This one would be.
And don't forget, you can shout out
keyboard shortcuts.
You can shout out.
You can't. We have to get 4.
Nope. You can shout it out at any time.
No way. I would have gotten it after the first missed one.
Why didn't you say something?
Because you're supposed to wait for all four.
No, you're not.
Okay, whoever... well, unbelievable. I will. I mark it. Anytime you get winning... a point, I'm marking it in red, asshole.
Do you know how winning works?
Do you know how being a kind man works? I'm freaking out. I wrote down keyboard before he said it.
Referee, when he had the basketball, he took a shot and made the shot.
I will have my revenge.
Okay, just
on
so
both of
just
you.
So everyone knows, Erin's a millennial. She was growing up in this culture where everybody gets a trophy, even if you didn't even show up to the game, even if you don't even go to that school. I was mailed so many trophies growing up.
JPC.
They're all sitting on my mantle, though, baby.
I'm coming after you.
I won most improviser in 2007.
You won most improviser?
I won best character work in 2007 from Indianapolis Comedy Sports. It's a trophy that's still at my house.
What were you up against? Ooh. Like a wad of paper and a cat with overalls?
Yeah. Were you up against a wad of paper and a cat with overalls?
First of all, yes. Second of all, they were very funny.
I know.
That cat put on those overalls that played with the wad of paper. I thought I was going to lose.
But so they split votes and you had...
Yeah, they split votes. Really, they did.
Flip.
And I came in as best character, GPC, myself, the best character.
Just so we know, you can, as soon as you think you know the overall connection, you can yell out that word and you win. That's how games work.
Okay.
Okay, well, I'm about to destroy JPC from the inside out. Let's do this.
First of all, you can't destroy me from the inside out because I already had a burrito today and it's currently doing that work for you.
All right, then I'll go outside in and we'll meet in the middle. And high five.
I poured a cappuccino on top of a burrito, so I'm literally fucked.
It's official. This is the worst episode.
I'm not even sorry.
Name the colored circular part of the eye. I'm going to go through these. I'm going to start to blaze through
the
these.
The penis.
Okay, go ahead.
The Pen 15, brought to you by mm-hmm. Pen 15 mm-hmm. by Hulu.
Okay.
Which object appears on the cover of Pink Floyd's album, The Dark Side of the Moon? Who was Ming the Merciless's main enemy?
Ooh.
Blank Gordon is a hint there. What's the title of Martin Scorsese's 2010 thriller set in a remote psychiatric facility? Hint, Blank Island.
Oh, it's all cameras. Camera stuff.
Ooh.
I said it.
I think JPC got it.
I said it, and I wanted to wait until Erin started to say it.
Erin had the answer, but then she goes, ooh. The answer to all these questions, what they have in commonality, is a word that I'm about to say in just a few moments.
You know how... Like,
there is a castle in the sky. After I sing this song, we miss.
So here's the thing. So you make your own enemies, and this is mm-hmm. your nemesis origin story is happening right now.
Erin,
me or JPC?
Both of you.
Erin, I gotta say this.
What's up?
I'm going to so enjoy drinking that jar of your piss.
Jar of piss.
I cannot wait. Num, 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 num.
Wait, why are you saying num, num? Jar of piss, nature's butterbeer. Here we go.
Okay.
Okay.
Who is Superman's girlfriend? Beginning with Q, what is an 8-letter word for a bog or a marsh? The lead actor's name on Breaking Bad is blank.
Family Guy.
Yep.
Characters.
I want to see a scene.
Okay.
JPC.
Erin, did you know that one too?
Yeah.
I want to see a scene.
Okay.
Erin, you recently had a baby.
Okay.
You got $1,200, which you said as soon as you got $1,200, you would have a baby.
Oh, did I?
Even before marriage. You said that on one of the episodes.
Might
have been a Patreon one. You just had birth and you are laying in bed. It was a C-section.
Mm-hmm.
You're laying in bed and they bring in your baby so that you can hold it and nuzzle it and smell that fresh baby smell.
Mm-hmm.
And it just so happens that your baby bears a striking resemblance to a certain Family Guy baby and can also talk as well. So here we go into the baby hospital, whatever that's called, and scene.
Can I hold him? Can I hold him?
I'm sorry?
Can you hand me my baby?
Can you hold your own baby?
I don't know. You're holding it currently, and I was wondering if you could hand him
What the fuck is your problem?
Wow, you are.
I'm not a doctor. I'm a janitor here, a la Scrubs. I'm the funny one.
Could you hand me my baby now, please?
Yes, of course.
Thank you so much.
Excuse me. Are you Neil Flynn?
Yes, I am.
Oh, great. I'm escorting you out of the hospital.
I'm actually a hospital janitor, and they just filmed around me. But I was so wacky, they kept me on.
Oh, interesting. So you were an improviser at one point.
What's up?
You were an improviser?
Yeah, I won.
From Chicago.
I won Best Improviser in Indianapolis in 2007.
Yeah, for Beer Shark Cat with Overalls. That was your
form? Water paper.
Yeah.
Well, here's your baby, ma'am.
Thank you. Okay. Hi.
Scene pause. Erin's a new mother. The first thing that she says to her baby.
What else do you say to a new baby?
Hi.
When you meet a baby, you say hi.
Hi.
What do you do for a living?
Okay, cool. Okay, I just wanted to throw that out. Dead stop is my scene pause is what I do to dead stop inside of a scene.
Scene pause is when you see a cat.
All right, unseen pause.
Hi.
Hello, mother. Yes. No one's pleased that I'm doing this voice.
No, especially because it's like. It's so far away from 2010 right now, and even then it was tired.
Yes, and it's so far away from that. Yes, this is the voice that I've chosen.
Okay, so
I could have made any form of choice when making this voice.
Okay, hold on. First of all, so nice to meet you.
Yes.
Sure, this will be great.
Mm.
Second of all, who is your dad? This is making me question,
You think that just because I'm using this voice, you, I had some sort of father that you were not aware of?
Did someone call for the father? Giggity, giggity.
That's my friend Adel. I think he's come to visit. Hi, Adel.
Giggity, giggity.
Well, it couldn't have been Adel, because, as we all know, his penis is addled with sterility.
Okay. Nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you as well.
I'm going
to
head out.
Okay. Would you leave me some food? And don't think for a second I'm going to be nibbling off of your insufferable tit.
Yeah, I'm going to head out.
I
you
want
can
formula.
Figure this out.
You Sorry, man. We need you to fill out the birth certificate. So
oh,
could
you know
give
what?
A name?
I'm gonna head
we
out.
Just need a name and then you can leave.
John Patrick Cohen.
See.
Indianapolis, here I come.
Here we go. Overlapping pieces that cover a rooftop are called blank.
Roofs.
Complete the title of the film, One Blank Over the Cuckoo's Nest. In the winter, the weather is often called very what?
Wet.
Which 70s film starred John Travolta as a white-suited Tony Marino? Monero. Tony Monero.
Fever, cold, illnesses.
There you go.
Back
Erin is on the board.
Damn.
Current score. We got JBC. Indianapolis is
2-2.
Nope, it's 4-1.
No, it's not.
First of all, it can't be 2-2 because there's been 5 rounds.
There's 5 rounds. JBC has 4 cards. You have 1, and yet you're calling that 2-2.
No, I got the first one.
I love it.
She gave the first one to me.
Sounds like you two split votes, which means, of course, that a wad of paper being played with by a cat with overalls wins the day. Wait, Erin, I'm literally handing out the cards when you win them.
Erin's keeping her own score.
We're going to take a quick break.
No. Let's figure this out. No, we'll take a quick break.
We're going to take a long break for us to figure out what we're doing.
Let's take a quick cake break.
We're going to take a quick cake. Cakewalk.
I need your arms around me. I need to feel your touch.
He's going the distance.
Boom, 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 boom.
Were we supposed to take a break?
No, because we're taking a cake. Now let's take a break.
1, 2, 3, 4, hey, make a break.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JBC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JBC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away, It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could. Did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or? Yeah, take a picture of your aura because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
People
can actually see that. Sometimes I, like, the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people
stop
me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay. Now, I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, heats and shaving.
Okay.
You gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's... are razor blades...
Huh, dang, okay. Yeah, no, good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem, it's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle. Oh, Hanson shaving, shaving at the beach.
Huh. Okay, that was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Hanson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Hanson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands.
And Hanson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Hanson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah, so she's not going
to
be
She's in a world we can't even begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit hensonshaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to hensonshaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another...
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades. He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Hanson Shaving, 100 free blades!
So is it like Blade Siblings, or he got cloned, or...
I don't quite know how it works.
And we're back, and we have decided to
standing
go our separate
in
ways.
The Alpha Beta parking lot.
Is that a cake song?
Oh, yeah. I love Cake. I saw them in Hawaii.
I hate Cake.
So if you're just joining us,
wait, you hate
we're
the
tied.
Band Cake?
I hate the band Cake, and I hate actual Cake.
Well, Cake is terrible.
Pie is where it's at.
Mm-hmm. But pie sucks.
Whoa!
Warm fruit is disgusting.
I feel like Cake...
Hey, Aaron, 3.14 is the door, okay? Pie rules.
No. Nope. So we're tied?
No, it's 4-1.
How could it possibly be a tie when we've gone 5 rounds?
How could it possibly be a tie? But,
here we go. This is what I'm going to call the let's get the fuck on with it round.
Okay.
I'm going to go through two cards in like 30 seconds.
Okay. Give us the answers piggyback style so it'll be impossible for us to solve. Don't do that. Please
don't do that.
Here we go.
Yes.
The four astrological elements are earth, air, water, and blank. In The Hobbit, what type of creature is Smaug? Don't fucking at me if I pronounce that wrong.
Smaug, don't at me.
Get off your high Smaug. To create a mule, you must mate a donkey with what other animal? JPC, no comments.
Okay.
Jack, who is one half of the rock band Tenacious D, whose second album is called The Pick of Destiny? Answer, please.
Oh, boy.
Is it like cigarettes?
Is it like cigarettes?
Ooh, is that a dead stop?
Can you? Oh, that's a dead
stop. Nothing, I'm just word associating. No, I thought we were getting on with it.
How, based on the answers, you get to cigarettes? I need to know. If you convince me how you got there, I'll give you the card.
No, then I can keep guessing. I'd rather get it.
Can you give
me
the first prompt one more time?
The four astrological elements are earth, air, water, heart. No, that's Captain Planet.
Man, I really don't know this.
Earth, air, water, and blank.
I feel like I know all of
fire?
The... Fire, right?
Dragon.
Fire, dragon, horse, and black?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Solve it.
A fire, dragon...
I get the card if you don't solve it in 10 seconds.
Horse
10,
and black.
9. 8. 7.
Are they like brands of something?
6.
Are these bands?
Is it cards?
Fire. Nope, they're brands of cigarettes.
They're brands of cigarettes? No, they're not. I
5.
Why bother?
4,
why bother?
3. To who?
What is it?
I don't know.
Adel gets this card.
I don't know.
Fire, dragon, horse, and black.
I don't know. They're all types of tar heroin.
So fire blank, blank dragon. No, dragon blank.
Imagine dragon.
Yeah.
Imagine fire.
They're all flies.
Oh.
Wait, no. Dragons aren't flies. They're dragons.
Dragonfly.
I understand.
I get it now. Okay. Everyone knew. Wait, all the listeners are yelling.
Is there a fly called like Black Fly? That's
a
fly?
Yeah, that's a band. Henry Rollins Band. Aaron, can you let us know how you got the cigarettes?
Nope. Because I don't know. So it's like fire.
Taking a drag on a cigarette, puffing a drag, puff the man's dragon.
Yeah.
Lives in Amelie.
I want to see a scene.
French, Amelie, right?
Yeah, Amelie's a French movie.
Aaron and I are planeteers.
But a very charming girl.
Aaron and I are planeteers.
Okay.
JPC, you're Captain Planet.
Yes.
You have just, we've just summoned you.
Okay.
Through a Ouija board and dark magic.
Oh, boy.
And you appear and you're trying to convince us to smoke. Because you've been bought
out corrupted,
by
yes.
Big Tobacco.
Yeah, got it.
Earth.
Oh, sorry.
Earth.
I'm not doing so good.
Karen, what the fuck is your problem?
Okay, what are you?
Earth. No, I'm Earth.
Oh, and I'm
fire. What's your element?
Fire.
Karen, I'm fire.
Okay, wind.
I'm wind.
Okay, Earth, wind, fire.
You're
water.
Monkey. No, you are monkey. Your element is
you're
monkey.
You have that pet monkey.
Yes.
Yeah, okay,
that
you're the shitty
seem like
one.
That's an element. Like, I feel like that's not really an
it
element.
It is.
We think so, too. We think it's bad, too.
For some reason, it summons Captain Planet, so just
I
fucking
have a question.
Go. Yes.
I've got a question.
Yeah?
You know what? Are you imitating me because I sound like a monkey? Okay, well, I got a question.
I think your monkey's talking.
I think your monkey's talking.
Okay, well, my monkey needs to hold on a second. Excuse me, monkey, one moment. When we were younger,
mm-hmm.
and like all of a sudden you guys started hanging out with me, like, is that because like an adult told you to? Were you bribed
yes,
or
Captain
paid?
Planet told us that in order to summon him, we have to have all these elements. And unfortunately, monkey, for some fucking reason, is one of the elements.
Earth, wind, fire, air. Air and wind are separate elements.
And monkey.
Water and monkey.
Okay.
Karen, we don't like you.
I know, and I'm thinking, like, I should go out there and find friends who like me for
yeah.
who I am.
When you put your ring in the air and it shoots forth the light that all of our rings shoot forth, your light smells like shit, like monkey shit.
Hey, guys, I have a question, too. I know that I'm air and we already have wind.
Yeah.
Why am I here?
Daniel, well, one, we like you.
Okay.
You're very cool.
Okay.
You have a deep, sonorous voice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think also you're part of the equation. Like, we have to have air and wind in order to summon.
I think I'm going to head out. I just feel like I got to go find new friends.
Well, let's summon Captain Planet first, just
yeah.
so we honor what the fates have in store. Does that make sense?
Can you please? Can you just please use
Earth.
Monkey?
Fire.
No.
Okay.
You are monkey. I'm fire.
Okay.
Earth.
Okay. Wind.
No.
No.
I'm
no,
wind.
No.
Okay, you can't
okay.
do.
Ready?
Earth.
Water, wind, fire, air, and monkey.
I've had enough of this. Shane.
All right, here we go. Next card.
Hold on. Wait. What was the person with the monkey in Captain Planet?
Maquis?
No. What was their power?
Heart.
Fuck. Heart. Okay, yeah. And they had a monkey. They just happened to have a monkey.
I think he was... Oh, boy, I don't know if I want to say this. I think he was
Puerto
like,
Rican. Well, you can say it.
Now you're going to take the heat. here we go. Next card. I lied when I say we'll get through 2 in 30 seconds.
Okay.
Here we go.
Yeah, that was the biggest lie that we've possibly told.
Complete the name of the famous architect, Frank Lloyd Blank. Another name for death is the Blank Reaper. Complete this phrase. On your blank, get set, go. Leonard Blank wrote classic songs such as Hallelujah, Suzanne, and famous blue raincoat. Answer, please. I will repeat one per person. If you have a 1, 2, 3, or 4 you need repeated.
These are all famous Freds.
Oh, boy.
Right said, Fred.
What do we got? What do we think we got?
All famous Johns.
I need you to answer in 10 seconds or Adel gets the card.
I don't know.
Gets the square.
Right.
You guys remember him? What's
yeah.
that guy's name?
What's that?
The guy from Bye Bye Birdie.
Yeah, he was the center square forever.
Yeah.
What was that guy's
Kids.
Name?
I don't know. What's Paul Lynde?
Yeah.
Paul Lynde. Oh,
yeah, Paul Lynde.
Speaking of, that's, I don't watch this show, but isn't that like the voice of the thing on the Family Guy spinoff?
Which Family Guy spinoff?
American Puppy?
Oh, yeah, that's the alien.
I think that's...
Is that Paul Lynde?
No, but I think that's what
that's
they're going
voice.
For.
That's the voice, okay.
I need an answer in 5.
Right, Mark.
4. And remember, if you ask me, I'll repeat one of the questions.
Well, I don't need them. It's Wright, Grimm, Mark, and Leonard Cohen.
These are all last names that John Patrick has had. John Patrick Wright, John Patrick Grimm, John Patrick Mark, and John Patrick Cohen.
Ah, boy.
I will say number 3... is a bit
of a stretch.
It's a bit of a stretch. So what do we think the answer for three is?
Mark.
Okay. Why don't we change that K to an X?
Carl's.
Philosophers.
Nope.
Marx.
So give me the answers. The 1, 2, 3, 4 answers.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
These are all Grimm. Famous Grouchos. Marx.
So we have Wright.
What's the next one? Grimm.
Yeah.
Marx and Cohen.
So Wright, Grimm, Marx, and Cohen. At least with Wright, Grimm, and Marx, those are all famous.
Authors? Storytellers.
No. Like fairy tale.
No. So think of quantity.
Scientists? I don't fucking care at this point. What's the answer?
What do we know about Wright? W-R-I-G-H-T.
Inventors?
Flight? Well, you said inventors. Why'd you add that S?
Oh, these are brothers.
They're brothers, baby.
Here you go, Aaron.
I want to see a scene.
You can see me have this one.
I want to
No! I want to see Brothers Grimm.
Brothers Grimm. Marx
Cohen
Brothers.
Cohen Brothers.
Marx Brothers.
No!
I want to see a scene where it's you two are the Wright siblings.
Okay.
And you are almost at your wit's end trying to invent flight.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
And you're at your darkest hour right before dawn.
Okay. Right before dawn. Pun.
Watch me jump. I'm going to jump. Look at this. Let's see if this works.
No, Orville, don't jump off the cliff. You have so much to live for, Orville.
But maybe, look, I'm going to tape all these leaves to me and we'll see what happens.
Orville, no, please. You're going to kill.
On my count.
You're going to kill yourself. Don't make me watch my brother die.
All right, ready? And then we're going to be the first to fly. Let's do this.
Orville, wait, wait.
What?
Before you do this, before you throw it all away, look at me. Look at me.
I am.
What about a last second pivot?
What do you mean?
Popcorn. You could be the one, Orville.
Popcorn, that's just my passion that I love.
Orville.
Who makes a life out of their passion?
You do. You know when I make it turns out all nasty and tastes like shit. But you have a gift, Orville. You can make popcorn better than anyone I've ever met.
I don't care about my gifts. I want to make my brother happy. And you said you want to be in the sky.
I said I want to get high. Okay, I'm happy if you make a popcorn fortune and I just continue doing these methamphetamines.
All right, I'm going to come down there.
Sir, this is North Carolina PD. We need you to step down or we will open fire.
All right, well, here I come. 1, 2, I'm flying!
Orville, no!
Splat.
Oh, I dropped my tomato.
And I live.
See.
I'd like to see a scene. And you two are the brothers Grimm. Mm. And you're, one of you had a dream. You dreamed a fairy tale, and you're so excited to wake up and tell your brother.
Okay.
What fairy tale you dreamt up.
Hunk sure.
Brother, yeah. Wake up.
Da?
Yes. It's me, Roberta.
Yeah, I know.
Gransel.
Yes, Gransel. Why did you wake Hansel?
Your name is Hansel and my name is Gransel?
I don't know.
Okay, no, I'm just...
I didn't name me.
Neither did I.
Don't forget, when we were born, our mother talked to us, said hello, and then walked out of the hospital. Without even naming us.
And Neil Flynn, janitor from Scrubs, raised us to be strong boys.
In Scrubs, janitor washes you.
Okay. I had a dream. I had a dream of story that I want to tell Hansel.
Oh, please tell me while I go back to sleep.
In story, wait, you go back to sleep?
That's what they said.
Okay, fuck you, I guess. I guess you sleep through me talking? What kind of conversation is this?
Fine, tell me, what is your dream?
No, I don't want to tell you. You want, what's your fucking idea for the big money we make?
You
want
to know what my fucking idea is?
Yes.
Okay, so picture this.
Okay.
There's the head of a donkey.
Yes.
Okay. Now when he goes to scream, all that comes out is confetti.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Confetti goes into the air.
Yes.
And flies up to the sky. Each piece of confetti turns into a Pegasus.
Okay.
Somebody draw this.
How do you say that's going to be a no from me, dog?
I think you just said
Yeah, that's going to be a big no from me, dog.
What was your idea?
Okay, so here's my idea. Two boys head out into the forest with a bushel of apples, and the old preacher says you must wash the apples in the stream, but the boys know that the apples are so tasty that they eat all the apples, and they wander in the woods, and what do they come across but a dog who's vomiting confetti, and all the pieces of confetti turn into the Pegasus, and they fly through the air. Wait a second.
That's just my fucking idea with apples.
We had same dream.
We had same dream.
You know what this means, right?
One of us has to die.
Date. Wait, what?
Stab.
Oh, yeah.
Stab. Stab.
I've always
Stab.
Loved you.
Oh. Well, it's only me. Oh, there's a preacher.
It's actually just me, Neil Flynn from Scrubs.
Here
Can we
go.
Through all the brothers or just those two?
Just those two.
Just those two.
Okay.
I don't want to see a fucking scene with the Coen brothers.
Yeah, or Mark Twain's brother.
I have an idea for a movie about a guy who's pretty complicated. Scene.
Scene from Fargo.
Yeah.
Here we go.
The soundtrack's going to be amazing. In specific. Scene.
In The Lord of the Rings, what kind of creature was Gimli? What is the name for the ancient warrior class in Japan? Complete this song, Somewhere Over the Blank. What periods of time are named after two heavenly bodies? Four Norse gods and a Roman one.
What?
What periods of time are named after two heavenly bodies, four Norse gods, and a Roman one?
Oh, man. These are all types of fish.
Explain. Sulfur fish.
Wait, do I really have to
sulfur fish? Fish?
Rainbow trout, samurai shrimp.
Excuse me, can I get an order of that samurai shrimp?
Also, samurai.
Sir, it's called sushi.
If you go to PF Chang's and they don't have an item on the ship other than the menu called samurai shrimp, I'll eat my own fucking dog.
When you eat at PF Chang's, do you call it JP Chang's?
I call it PF Tompkins. Dude, should Paul F. Tompkins open a PF Chang's?
Not hire Paul F. Tompkins. All right. What do we think? I heard two right answers for the micros.
Are these types of stars?
Types of straw stars.
Types of stars.
Which, if you make your house out of straw stars, it will be blown over. So, what are we thinking? Is there any that we don't know in terms of 1, 2, 3, 4?
These are all classes in Dungeons & Dragons 2.0.
In Dungeons and Dragons, there's a samurai class?
Why not? Yeah, actually, there is, for
is
sure.
Really?
Well, there's like supplementary books, for
What
sure,
did you
yeah.
get for number four?
Month. Is it not months?
Two heavenly bodies, four Norse gods, and a Roman one. What's 2 + 4 + 1?
7.
And you think there's 7 fucking months in a year?
Oh, no.
All right. We need to get this in 5 seconds or else Adel gets the card.
Okay.
5.
They're all types of light.
4.
Rainbow.
They're all types 3. Of... These are all...
I'll give one hint. Kurosawa.
These are all genres of film.
Sushi.
Tom Clancy.
These are all films...
Adel gets this card.
Yeah, go ahead, take it.
They all have the number 7. 7 Dwarves? 7 Samurai, which is a Kurosawa movie.
Oh, my God.
Rainbow 7, 7 days a week.
What's Rainbow? Oh, Rainbow 7, yeah.
What's Rainbow
Ooh,
7?
I need your love, girl. 7 dwarfs.
What's Rainbow 7?
Tom Clancy, Rainbow 7.
I believe
7.
It's a sequel to Rainbow 6.
Yeah.
Unless I'm wildly mistaken.
Okay.
I want to see a scene where Aaron, you're Snow White.
Oh, please.
JPC and I are the last two remaining dwarves because there's been a vicious battle,
mm-hmm.
and we're the only two left. And unfortunately, we're not any of the main dwarves.
Yeah.
Ooh, a bird landed on my finger.
Oh, fucking great.
Oh, God. Jesus, when did you get here?
I got here. I am Jesus, and I got here when I moved that boulder from that cave.
Okay.
I'm Jesus Dwarf.
Okay.
Okay, what?
Okay. Sneezy. Relax.
Am I sneezy? Look at my fucking wrist. I got stigmata.
Okay.
I got stigmata.
I hate to interrupt, but he's right. He is Jesus Dwarf.
Okay.
I'm Star Trek Dwarf, but you can call me Worf.
Okay, where were the ones that were here before? They helped me clean and they helped me cook.
I can help you cling on. if that's going to be something you're interested in.
And we think that Adel does groan-inducing puns?
Well, hold on. Now, this is not... I don't know who Adel is, and I certainly don't know who JPC is. My name is Star Trek Dwarf.
To answer your question, your seven friends were put in a burlap sack and drowned.
What the hell? You're joking.
No,
I'm not. They were
sleepy?
Casualties. Yeah.
Sneezy?
Sleepy was the
Dog?
Easiest one to
well,
kill.
Angry?
To be fair, they're all sleepy now.
Yes.
And by sleepy, I mean
Daddy. Okay, well, who were the other three that died?
There was Sleepy, there was Grumpy.
Happy definitely
happy?
Died, yes.
Died with a screaming. With a screaming
yeah,
on his face.
That doesn't sound like
he
happy.
Died with a screaming on his face.
Oh, I think you're mistaken.
I don't know if this is one of them, but one of them that died was definitely Horny.
Yeah. Oh, Horny died with a smile.
Yes.
Actually, Horny watched the bag drown and autoerotic asphyxiated himself.
Yeah. That may have been a different guy.
He hung himself on a tree while
this
jerking
off.
This
doesn't sound like my seven friends.
Oh, it doesn't sound like your seven friends?
It
here's
doesn't.
The fucking bodies, dump.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Sorry, jeez. I took a dump.
You dumped those bodies out.
Well, it's time for me to sing by my window. So if you gentlemen will excuse me.
I'm sorry. Your window?
Excuse me.
This is our window?
Excuse me.
Yes.
Why are there no lyrics to your song?
How the thrilling my moon release. Snow White sings like a bird.
Why do you refer to yourself in a third person?
Would you like some lyrics to the song? Because me and my friend Jesus Dwarf, we happen to be freestyle rappers, all of the Beastie
well,
Boys.
I'll sing this, and then you rap over what I do. Hold on. Die.
Listen, Dido, we only need the hook.
My tears gone cold, I'm wondering why. Got out of bed at all.
It's fucked up. You don't respond to your fans. It's me, Klingon Dwarf, and I'm trying to say I got my girlfriend in the trunk of my car.
How am I supposed to get this shit out?
Oh, it was you.
Scene.
Is that from that?
Yes.
Someday
KJ.
My. I think that's Someday
that
My
Snow
Prince
White,
Will
you know?
Come, which is from Sleeping Boopy.
Wait, what is from Snow White then?
Hi-ho. Hi-ho. Hi-hi-hi-hi-hi-ho.
Excuse me?
Hi-ho.
No, what is the song that she sings in KJ's Gonna Help?
Hi ho, whistle while you work.
Oh, she. She sings something by herself.
Oh, from the windows to the walls.
To the windows!
Aw, skeet, 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 skeet. All right, here we go. Who starred alongside Woody Harrelson in Natural Born Killers? Blank Lewis. Name the Egyptian.
Clark.
Name the Egyptian pharaoh who gave birth to Julius Caesar's child.
These are going to be Shakespeare characters. Shakespeare, people who died. Shakespeare
broader.
Plays.
There you go. Aaron got it. Aaron is on the board.
Juliet Lewis. She's been on the board.
The other two questions for people who are curious are, which night marks the last day of Christmas?
Christmas Eve.
12th night. Name the company that makes private luxury aircraft. Their name rhymes with landing gear.
Boeing.
Lear.
All right, here we go. Next one.
JPC played Romeo in a production of Romeo and Juliet, and I know that about my friend.
Mm-hmm. But to be fair, the production JPC was in, Juliet was spelled like J-O-O-L.
It was Romeo
it was really
and
hip,
Joliet.
Romeo and Juliet.
So it's Romeo and Juliet.
It was all about vaping and damage.
It was in Northwest Illinois.
I would like to see JPC your monologue from Romeo and Juliet.
Okay, this is Romeo and Juliet, which is... how did you spell that?
J-O-O-L.
Okay. This is Romeo and Juliet. Got it.
And let's just have it be Romeo and Juliet.
Juliet?
Yeah, that's how it's pronounced.
Okay. Clit, clit, boom.
Do you say clit, clit, boom?
Hold on. Don't interrupt someone doing a monologue, Adel. I have
just
to start again.
You,
I have
just
to start
trying
again.
To buy you time, man.
I have to start again. Click, click, boom. My longsword, ho. What light through yonder window breaks? Aw, man, it's Juliet. And Romeo is the east. Lysander and Demetrius, get in here, my boys. Tybalt.
That was my favorite Bud Light commercial.
And you were in that show and you know the plot of it? Very cool.
I also introduced some characters from other Shakespeare plays.
And act two, scene three. Here we go.
Dorothy skipped down the yellow brick road with a lion, a tin man, and a blank.
Song in her heart.
Emperor, king, and chinstrap are types of which flightless bird? Name the common plant that can cause a painful rash. A pack of cards usually contains 52 playing cards and two blanks.
These Batman villains?
These are Batman villains.
Ooh, Batman
Scarecrow,
villains.
Penguins, Poison Ivy, and Jokers.
What's Scarecrow?
He was in Batman Begins.
Scarecrow was really? Cillian Murphy. He put a bag on his face. He was also in
Dark Knight too, right? Because he was
in
the beginning of it.
Yeah, he leads a town hall in Shit City.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he was all three of them, right? Yeah.
Yeah, in the third one, he's in that town hall.
Yeah.
Why don't I remember that?
Do you remember Cillian Murphy? He has the lips of a fucking Adonis.
he's a gorgeous man.
He's a gorgeous, gorgeous, beautiful.
You know who Cillian Murphy is,
he's
right?
He's from Peaky Blinders.
Oh, yeah.
He's from 28 Days Later.
Hot, hot heat on that
hot,
man.
Hot, mm-hmm. hot. He's a yeah. hot, hot Irishman.
He was a little big in Batman Begins. He was like a little much. And then
he's a little fat.
Ra's al Ghul was the other villain, the
Liam Neeson.
Mm-hmm.
You remember
mm-hmm.
now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've only seen that one once.
I want to see a scene. Aaron, you are auditioning for Christopher Nolan, mm-hmm. the Nolan brothers, another famous set of brothers. Uh-huh. You're auditioning for Christopher Nolan. You are in to play the role of Scarecrow. You have not been given a script or a character breakdown.
Okay.
And you are wildly confused.
Okay. Hi.
And I'm Jonathan Nolan. I'm also here.
Hello.
I'm Christopher. This is my brother, Jonathan.
I'm Jonathan. People say I'm kind of the smart one, the cookie one. I co-wrote Inception.
And also, I believe, to help create Westworld.
Help create Westworld.
Which will be something we're working on that will come out in a few
years. You'll
get
it. I also, you may have wrote the movie Memento.
Insomnia?
Loosely based on a time when I fell asleep with a pen in my hand and covered myself in ink.
Yeah, not only ink, he drew a donkey throwing up confetti, and each piece of confetti turned into a pegasi.
I kind of retrace my steps. Anyway, I'm probably one of the more well-known of the brothers, too. Jonathan Nolan, tell your friends.
Very cool. Well, I have a song prepared.
Okay. And this is for the role of Scarecrow?
Yes.
In a Batman movie?
Mm-hmm.
Can I offer you some Franzia or half of this potato?
I'd take one or the other.
Not both?
Not both.
I would take one or the other.
Before you begin, I have to ask, I've asked everybody to come on audition today, do you mind if I take off my clogs? And I will say that it will make a smell in the room.
Please don't.
Oh, so I leave him out? Okay.
Also, why pick just one? You don't think this Franzia will go well with a half of a potato?
You could have either one. By the way, does anyone know what pancetta is?
No.
Because I ordered a pizza full of pancetta.
A personal pancetta?
It was a personal pancetta. And what I ate looked like macaroni and cheese. And if that's not pancetta, I don't know.
Hey, Aaron, can I talk to you
for
a second?
Yeah, absolutely.
I want you to relax and
okay, over here.
Give yourself over to this audition. I do want to let you know, my brother as a child... Mm-hmm. He jumped off the roof of a barn.
That
he was
basket.
Trying to invent flight.
It's a wicker basket.
And he jumped off the top of a barn.
Wasn't flight already invented by that point?
It was. Okay. My brother is, I don't
not
know.
Not the movie flight.
The medical term is dumb as shit.
My idea for the movie flight was, let's get Denzel Washington on a plane and see what happens.
As you do
turned
your song,
out to be a pretty good
gonna,
idea.
He's going to cold stone drink a jar of his own piss, and I want you to make unbreaking eye contact with him.
Sure.
Otherwise, he'll think
movie
you
made
mean
a million
him
dollars.
Harm. He's like a silverback gorilla.
Absolutely. Sure.
Okay,
and
here we
should
go.
Should I sing in front of him or better not?
I prefer you do a monologue.
Okay. Okay, we're going to audition you for the part of a Scarecrow.
Whenever
yeah,
you're
sure.
ready.
If you
want to
take a sip of your drink first, I will make sure.
You can call it piss. He knows what it is.
I understand what you're saying. This is
don't tiptoe around it. He knows it's piss.
This is not a drink. This is a drinking glass full of sour cream. It's potato dipping sauce.
Also, my brother wrote, I don't know if you've seen the movie Piss Congeniality. He wrote that movie.
Oh,
it was later
the,
it was
porn,
later turned into yeah.
the porn version of Miss Congeniality.
Yeah, I actually did not write Piss Congeniality. I wrote Piss Congeniality. Too, which is the one where they piss and poop on.
He also wrote
Sandra Bullock.
I don't know if you saw the movie. If you saw the movie Rush Showers, he wrote that. As
yeah,
well.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. What else though?
Yeah, a
Rush Showers 2.
Yeah, but
Rush
beyond
Showers
that, maybe
3.
That franchise.
Yeah, yeah,
beyond
yeah,
what
yeah.
else?
He wrote Homeward Piss. He wrote.
I wrote a You, Me, and Dupree and some piss. anyway, whenever you're ready, take it away.
Oh, he wrote the Kevin Kline parody, You're In and Out.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Whenever you're ready.
You're this in mine about and ours.
I'm sorry?
Nothing. I'm ready.
Take it whenever you're ready. I'm going to go to town on this sweatshirt. Answer.
Oh, boy. Let's just do a...
Let's just do a couple more. You were mumbling under
Jonathan Nolan. Jonathan Nolan has had a
kind
pretty,
of a monster.
Pretty good career.
He's had a great career. So we're at, what is this, 5-2?
Yes.
Okay. So
let's just make this one for 6.
We're going to do one last one.
Okay. And let's make it for 6.
This is for 6. This is for 6.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Let me find a good one.
Yeah, this one should be worth 6 points.
You two do some more piss jokes. This and is, I'm going to find
this
a good
was always
one
my favorite part of comedy sports was like it's like a fake competition between two teams and it's like an improv form and the last one's for all the points. It's whose line? It's like, you know, the points don't matter.
And you can't swear in comedy sports.
You can, but they put a brown bag over your head.
Like the Scarecrow.
Just like the Scarecrow. Good job, Aaron. Mm-hmm. I think in my time at comedy sports, I got a brown bag only a few times. But one of the times I got a brown bag, I was in high school league comedy sports, and I didn't know. I said the phrase shacking up, like two people shacking up together, mm-hmm. because I thought that meant was like two people living together.
Yeah.
But I guess it implies like something sexual.
Yeah.
Which I did not get. I didn't understand that. And so
Wait,
I got
so
a brown bag.
You were just saying for a long time that you and Adel were shacking up together.
Yeah. But what I meant was we were shacking down on each other.
Oh,
we were,
okay.
We were shake shacking up together, which is when we eat Shake Shack and fuck.
That sounds awful.
Sounds delicious to me. Here we go. This is the best one I could find.
Okay.
This is for all the marbles. Who broke his crown after fetching a pail of water? F.A.O. Schwartz was famous for selling what? Who was trapped in a lamp? If you trick someone, they fell for it. Blank,
all
wine,
in a box.
And sinker.
All things that go in a box.
All in a box.
I couldn't hear you the last ba, 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 thing. Ba, ba, ba.
If you trick someone, they fell for it. Blank, line, and sinker.
These are villain. These are...
What's the Disney. Third one?
The third one was who was trapped in the lamp? Who was trapped in the lamp?
What's the first one?
First one was who broke his crown after fetching a pail of water?
Oh, this is what's his name? Robin Williams.
These are all Robin Williams characters: Jack, Toys, Genie, and Hook. Aaron, ding, 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 ding.
All the points.
All the points.
All of,
all
the,
of
points.
The points.
Give me a butterbeer from your bathtub.
Aaron ends the game with 7 points. JPC with a dismal 5, having actually won. All right, good game. Good game, you two. Can you go ahead and shake hands just so I make sure there's no sore losers?
Oh, okay, yeah, here you go.
Aaron.
Joke's on you. My hand was also wet.
From what?
Yep. I was in a lake yesterday.
Oh, yesterday. Gross. Annie ate all the orange slices in the halftime.
Brag rich. I was in a lake yesterday. That's my fucking Tuesday, bitch. Here we go. This is going to be a listener submitted.
Submitty-ritty.
Submitty-ritty
barbecue sauce.
Chili submitty.
HRRpodcast@gmail.com.
Okay, we need to form a subcommittee for the submitted submitty-ritties.
Submitty-ritty.
This is submitted by Peyton M. Peyton writes, they're 2-1, but 1-2. In action, you'll enjoy the view. Their purpose you must comprehend, if they, through clarity, will mend. Their purposes are but twofold, to see and be those things untold. One thing to see and two to watch, if on your nose they find the notch. What are they?
These are bifocals.
They are spectacles.
Spectacles.
These are spade testicles.
Ah, David Spade's testicles.
And bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, balls.
And who's that from?
This is from Peyton M. Thank you, Peyton M.
Does Peyton give any information about their life, whereabouts?
Peyton says...
That sounds like a riddle that they invented themselves, so kudos to them.
Peyton says, not that anyone is interested. All right, then never mind.
Wow, no! Aaron was. No, Aaron
was. I was interested. Tell me.
Not that anyone was interested, but the riddle is written in 8 lines of perfect iambic tetrameter. Paired in rhyming couplets.
Whoa.
Let's just say you struck gold in the nerd demographic. Aaron, were you panning for nerds?
Yeah. Wait, what were you saying earlier? You insulted me before we recorded.
Oh, I said... Oh, wait, go ahead.
No, go ahead. You remember.
I said, your hat make you look like Amelie.
Mm.
No, not that.
Oh, I said a lot of shit.
And also the gnome you bring in, that also makes you look like Amelie.
Mm-hmm.
And you said the spider.
What are we doing here?
Nothing.
Trying to recall jokes?
I don't remember, Aaron. I've insulted you so many times.
Into the spider.
Into the Spider-Verse?
Yeah, but you called
Spider-Man, turn off the dork.
Oh, that's right. Spider-Man, turn off
Aaron,
the dork.
Aaron, can we get a 5-second episode of your spinoff podcast, which is called Aaron Keefe, Panning for Dorks.
Panning for Dorks. What would I talk about?
And that's the episode.
Aaron, just for clarity, I didn't remember what you're talking about because I was saying Spider-Man turn off the dork to Adel, not to you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. That was a burn on him.
Yeah. Also, Peyton says, your podcast is fascinating. Doesn't say good, just says fascinating.
That's a weird thing to call our podcast.
Like, that's like when you wear something and someone's like, interesting, mm-hmm. interesting choice.
Yeah.
Very European. Your podcast is fascinating. Fuck you, Peyton. And I hope you do a live show in Virginia one day. Well, now we that will be the one state that we don't even fucking try to go to.
I can't go back to Virginia because the law is looking for me there.
Yeah. Oh, I'm from Virginia. Peanuts.
Yeah, we all know the real Virginia is West Virginia.
Yeah.
Almost
ham.
Heaven.
No, thank
Regular
you.
Regular Virginia.
Thank you so much, Peyton. We really appreciate it.
Peyton, we're just joking around. We will be doing a show in Virginia next week. Of course, we'll be doing in the main city in Virginia, Bluffendorf.
Bluffendorf. Speaking of Bluffendorf, if
anything you want to Bluffendorf?
Yes. I'll Bluffendorf my Twitter. You can follow me at JPSoFly. You can also follow me on Instagram at SharkBarkman. If you're ever in the Chicago area, come and see World News Tonight. It's a show that all three of us are in Saturdays at IO in Chicago.
And speaking of, before we get too balls deep in these endorsings, I do want to say that we're going to be putting forth a bit of a ask. We're going to be putting forth a call to action, is what I think the kids say today.
No one says that.
A call of duty action. What we're going to be doing is, if we get to 1,000 five-star iTunes reviews, and I think we're hovering around 750 or something.
Something like that.
If we get to 1,000 five-star iTunes reviews, JPC, tell them what's going to happen.
So if you would go on iTunes and write a review of the show or leave like a five-star rating, even if you don't leave a review, when we get to 1,000, we are going to be doing a special AMA episode. So you'll have to follow.
And that's where we're talking to the mic like this.
Yeah. You can follow us on Twitter, and it's at HeyRiddleRiddle is the Twitter. We'll be soliciting questions. You can ask us questions on there. We'll announce this kind of a date when we hit that 1,000, but we'll be doing an AMA. It'll be a full-length bonus episode we'll release on the main feed, and it's just us answering any questions that you might have.
And this will be available in 49 of the 50 states. Of course, the one state that we won't be featuring this in is
Oregon.
Which have now formed into Ordaho. So give us a review on iTunes. It does have to be iTunes. It does have to be 5 stars. Once we get to 1,000, that'll be a bonus episode on the main feed. It'll probably be, I don't know, 45 to 60 minutes.
Yeah.
So a healthy.
Maybe, probably longer.
A healthy baby. Probably longer.
It'll probably be a couple hours.
Yeah, I'm going to answer every fucking question.
Fuck it. We're going to verbally commit to 3 hours. So if you want that episode, that's our call to action. If you don't want it, then don't leave a review.
The best part about it is if you don't want it, continue living your life as normal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be that. Also, I do have a few things I want to mention before we finish up the plugs here. We do have two new pieces of merch in our store, which is at tpublic.com. We have a Keefe and It Real shirt, which is created Emily Cardamas, so please check that out.
If you get a Keefe and It Real t-shirt and you send me a picture of you wearing it, I should do something special.
Drink the pen.
Also, if we get if we sell 1,000 Keefe and It Real shirts, Aaron, tell them what's going to happen.
We're not going to sell 1,000, but if you send me a picture of you wearing it, I will send you a little video of you saying whatever you want me to say.
I like
wow.
the idea. I like
Can't
the idea.
Wait to buy one.
If we sell 1,000, what's going to happen? We're not going to sell 1,000.
We're not going to sell 1,000.
Back to you.
No, but if you send me a picture and then also with a request of like, say happy birthday to my friend, or say JPC is made of socks, I will. I will say whatever you want. I'll send you a video.
Yeah, tube socks. Wait, hold on. No socks would be cool.
Let's go to Derek for the sports. There's no games today.
Okay, Derek. Thanks so much.
So that's one of our new pieces of merch. We also have a new shirt, and you can also get it on other items. But that is our Old Man Puzzles logo, which was created by Ray Glass.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, Ray. So check that out as well. If we sell 1,000 of those, JPC, what's going to happen?
I'm going to push you in a volcano.
Me being Tom Hanks and thus fulfilling the title of the movie. So check those out. Also, of course, you can always check out our Patreon. Mm-hmm. For $5, you get access to all of our bonus Patreon episodes from the Clue Crew. Those are, we have 7 or 8 or 9 up there already. Those are every Friday. So you get 4 or 5 of those a month. You can check out me at Adorify on Twitter. And yeah, various podcasts that I mentioned last week. Erin, anything you want to promote?
Follow me, ErinKeith10 on Instagram. I directed a show called 51 First Dates. It's going to be at Second City April 5th through the 26th on Fridays at 8:30. If you want to go check that out. And then ErinKeith2 on Twitter, and I don't do much, but you can say hi.
There's one thing I forgot to mention. Go ahead, JPC.
No, please.
Okay. I want to give another huge, huge, huge thank you. The other night we did World News Tonight, which we do every Saturday at IO Theater at 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. A lot of times recently, I think every week we've had some fans of Hey Riddle Riddle afterwards say hi. Mm-hmm. Please keep that up. Once that stops, we will stop performing. but we had a gentleman named Matthew Romeo who created us these incredible puppets that are in our likeness. So we just want to say a huge thank you to Matt. We will post a picture of those on our Instagram. If it's not on there already, it will be up by this episode.
I've been losing my mind about it. I cried when he showed us. It also, like, they look so much like both of you. Yours do. It's disturbing. Can I tell you a story?
Yeah.
Thank you. After we got the puppets, I went to my boyfriend's house and I was like, I have a surprise. And I hyped it up to like so much.
Uh-huh. I'm pregnant.
I'm pregnant. And I was like, close your eyes. And he sat in his bed. And I was like, open them. And it was me with a puppet. And he died laughing. And he was like, I thought this was going to be a sexy surprise. But it's way more on brand for you. It's just you holding a puppet version.
And then
you
had to do a last minute pivot where you turn that into a sexy surprise. And you're like, no, it's me and the puppet.
Yeah, where it's a threesome.
Can I just say something, listeners? If you send a picture of you with a puppet, that is sexy to me. I find puppets a sexy surprise 100% of the time.
Speaking of sexy surprises, Erin, I have a surprise for you. It's one last riddle that I'd like you to answer. It's in the same style as the format that Adel has been asking. I'm going to go rapid fire.
Love it.
Cartoon dog, planet, men go here to get stupider, something you say every episode.
Jupiter!
Nice!
Did you say cartoon planet?
Yeah, cartoon planet.
Do you mean cartoon dog?
He's cartoon planet.
Jupiter!
Bye forever.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.